We're going to conclude our big, bombastic, brassy, and trashy week with one of the most brilliantly foul-mouthed, trash-talking comics working today. He's a dog. Or more precisely, a rubber puppet Rottweiler. Triumph the Insult Comic Dog was created by Robert Smigel, former head writer for Late Night with Conan O'Brien, as a character for the show. During the 2002 MTV Video Music Awards, Triumph went into the audience to offend a few of the celebrities. But when he approached Eminem, the rap star didn't seem to get the joke and nearly came to blows with Triumph. Triumph soon got into the rap game himself with a CD called Come Poop With Me. In a few minutes, we'll hear Terry's 2003 interview with Triumph. But first, for some history, here's a brief excerpt of her recent interview with Conan O'Brien, recorded just before his 10th anniversary show.
Can you talk about the evolution of Triumph on your show?
Triumph has the voice of a Ukrainian woman. You know, you think it's like, it's so nice to see you, yes, yes, oh yes. And I have no idea why, but apparently, you know, this is an immigrant who made his way to the Borscht Belt. And it was funny right away. And then we started, I think initially Triumph just insulted me. And then we thought, that's really funny. Let's bring Triumph back and have him insult celebrities who are sitting next to me. So after I was done interviewing him, I'd say, would you like to meet Triumph the Insult Comic Dog? And then he would start yelling at William Shatner and say, look at you, Shatner, what has happened? You're fat pig, Shatner. And then we realized, okay, this is working really well. People really love this.
Conan O'Brien speaking to Terry Gross last year. Before we meet Triumph, let's hear a track from Triumph's CD, Come Poop With Me. A warning, parents, Triumph is no Benji. He works blue, and some of this may not be appropriate for young children. This is I Keyed.
I thought my CD was done, but that's not what they say. Do an insult track. We need it for radio play. Ramming the names, I'll take a long, hard pee. Time to mess up the bees like an MP3. American Idols, that's who I look for in the poop section of my local record store. Ruben or Clay, oh, which should I pick? It's like choosing which puddle of vomit to lick. And when I want something even more fruity and fake, I look up N for NSYNC or T for Timberlake. So many skills Justin's making a buck at. Does he rap? Does he sing? He doesn't know what to suck at. Now as for the bitches, let's give Britney thanks for the face that launched a million preteen skanks. You were a virgin, that had to be hard. You've had more knobs in your mouth than a Saint Bernard. I kid.
You just make a little joke.
I joke with you.
Little dog, little joke.
I kid.
You just make a little joke.
Yeah, you're a great actor.
Little dog, little joke.
Now let's go to Walmart where they won't sell my CD. That company's...
Well, Triumph, welcome to Fresh Air, and congratulations on your new CD.
Thank you very much. So, it's great to be slumming here on public radio.
You don't do a lot of public radio, do you?
Oh, you know, my target audience is the six 50-year-old hippies who listen to this crap. That's what I want. This is really going to send my record through the charts. Look out, Nelly. Look out, Nelly. I was on the Terry Gross show.
So, Triumph, now that you're doing rap yourself, are other hip-hop performers willing to accept you, or are you considered an outsider because you're a dog?
No, I don't mean a Snoop Dogg,
a real dog.
No, Snoop Dogg, please. Please. I'm the real dog, you know? Snoop Dogg, Triumph, we can both rap, but only one of us can lick his nuts.
Have you changed?
That's the real dog. I have all kinds of street cred, rap credibility. Every morning I'm feeling the streets. Every morning at around 8:30. Earlier if I've eaten fruit.
How have you changed your image now that you've entered the hip hop world?
I don't have to change my image, you know. They have to change for me, is what it is, you know. Poop Diddy actually has to find a talent now that he's going to have some competition. From now, you know, he can't just be pooping out stool samples. He's got to do some real samples now. You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to change. You know, I've been in this business for 63 dog years with all kinds of success. And, you know, I do what I do.
You work pretty blue on this record. In fact, we can't play most of this record on the radio. There's even a parental advisory on the record, and you might be the first dog to have a CD that required a parental advisory.
Play it, Terry. Come on. You got to jazz the show up somehow, you know?
You may be a dog, but you can't tell me what to do on our show. That's really our call, and we feel that it would be in bad taste to do that.
Okay, here we go.
Do you think that dogs...
Gene Simmons warned me about you. He warned me about you. We were f***ing a border collie one day, and he was like, I can't f***. I'm still thinking about that interview. Gene Simmons. By the way, it's a little known fact, 80% of Gene Simmons' groupies are border collies. That's the rest of the story.
Now, your signature line is for me to poop on. How did you come up with that phrase that so identifies you now throughout the world?
You know, originally I wasn't allowed to say that because of all the high standards. You know, back then the censors were... I was on the Steve Allen show in the 50s and they made me say, you know, that's a nice... those are nice glasses, Steve, for me to relieve myself on. You know... Louis Nye was there, and he was like, I bombed, you know, and then he came up with, for me to go to the bathroom on. But I wasn't allowed to do that till the Sullivan years.
Well, you're really a veteran of show business.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You know, it's all about what I'll be allowed, you know? I mean, if NBC ever allows me to say, for me to take a big fat on, I'll be Jim Carrey. I'll be the biggest thing in show business.
No, you know we can't say that on our show, right? That you can't...
Well, you can bleep it.
We can bleep it, right, okay.
You can bleep it. Everyone will know what was said. Okay. And leave in a little S, leave in a little sh. So it'll be sh-eep. That's the trick, you know? I know every trick in the book. Terry, I'm going to help you so much. Terry, you're going to have the number one rated show on NPR after this. You probably already do, but that's like saying, you know, I'm smarter than Justin Timberlake. You know, it's just nothing to brag about.
Now, Triumph, I don't need to tell you that one of the more controversial things in the rap world is the use of the word bitch all the time.
Here we go again.
Right, exactly. Now, it's a word you use a lot in the dog world.
It's a word that has... Look. It's a word that everyone uses in the dog world. It's a bitch. A girl is a bitch. Now, should a dog be offended to be called a woman? Would that be... I don't think any dog would be offended. Not even Benji.
Do you feel
that... That's right. That's right. You heard me. Benji's gay. It's time people knew that.
Do you feel that you have been sexist or condescending in your treatment
Holy
of female
Christ.
Dogs?
Listen to this. Let me ask you something. I feel like I'm being bombarded here. I know what's happening here. I know what's happening here. Did you ask the same questions to Kermit the Frog?
Kermit the Frog didn't do our show. He didn't do our show.
All right. Well, okay. How about when Beethoven did your show? Did you challenge him the way you're challenging me?
It was a different kind of interview. It was a different kind of interview.
It was a different... Okay. Yeah, I can see what's
Beethoven's
going on
funny.
Here.
No, it's different.
Oh, is that right? It's a satire, what Beethoven does. Yes, I'm just... You know, I can't believe the government is paying for this interview. That's what I can't believe. You know? My money that could be going to Pekingese hookers is instead going to... This, you know, public radio that's obviously more slanted than my after I've the St. Bernard. What are we talking about? That's right.
Triumph, I don't think you're being fair, and I think if you gave public radio a chance, you wouldn't feel that way. Because I think public radio has always been fair to the dog world.
I'm trying to give it a chance, but you keep bombarding me. You keep bombarding me. I'm evaluating this interview very closely. Is what I'm doing. You know, this is just 10 minutes of defamation. 70 minutes in dog years. If you think it's fair, Terry, you need to get into another business.
Let's get back to Terry's interview with Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.
Triumph, how did you become an insult comic? I mean, why not just do, like, nicer humor?
No, it comes with the territory. You know, it just came naturally. Even as a puppy, I used to kid my mom, you know? And she would encourage me. You know, I have this album is it's very close to me because I sing on the CD many songs, some classics and some new stuff. The Rakatumi Sakatumi for the kids, you know. but both of my parents had musical backgrounds. That's right. My dad is a toy Rottweiler, and he sang in Yiddish theater, and my mom is an Afghan who looks exactly like Celine Dion.
What kind of roles did your father have back when he was in Yiddish theater?
Oh, he was in Mit Stuppel an die Kirchen. He played, Feivel, the Flichenflach on that one. And he was in Gesehen, mein Puppen. These are names your kids aren't going to remember. Your audience, even the 60-year-old hippies who listen, aren't going to remember these shows. You know, we're talking Second Avenue and 14th Street, kind of stuff.
Now, you were telling us that you used to do a lot of TV.
Yes.
You used to do a lot of TV variety shows back in the Sullivan era. Did you compete with Topo Gigio the Mouse for the animal spot on the show?
Topo used to do a lot of butt sniffing behind the scenes, you know. Sullivan was the kind of guy who just wanted his butt sniffed. I'm talking figuratively, of course. And Topo was like, oh, Eddie, how did it go? I think we really killed. You know, it's not me, it's you. The straight man is the whole thing, Ed. And I would, you know, I just wouldn't play that game. I would just like, hey, Sullivan. You know, I'll see you next week, unless you catch me b***ing your wife. You know, that kind of humor. And, you know, Ed didn't go for that. And his wife, Sylvia, was lovely. And I kid, I never did that with Sylvia.
Well, Triumph, thank you very much for coming. Good luck with your new CD.
And DVD, too. Don't forget. It's a CD and DVD. The kids get more for their money that way.
You know, being on the show, it's not supposed to be just a strictly promotional thing like that.
Oh, no, that's what I've been doing for the last half hour is saying CD, DVD. Please, you know, here we go again. Here we go again. And Beethoven didn't plug his movie, right? He just barked all night, huh? That's what happened?
Triumph the Insult Comic Dog, portrayed by Robert Smigel, who spoke to Terry last year. He just came out with a new DVD called The Best of Triumph the Insult Comic Dog.